Thelma, recently I attended the opening night festivities of the Seattle International Film Festival, along with some 2,000 of my closest friends. As you may already know, I'm a big fan of film festivals, and in particular, independent films. Over the years, I've been to the Toronto, Woods Hole, Tribeca, Palm Springs, Borrego Springs, and Seattle Film Festivals. Seattle's 2024 Film Festival opening night celebrates its 50th anniversary, and it took place at the historic Paramount Theater in downtown Seattle. Along with the usual welcomes, thanks to the sponsors and introduction of key festival staff, was the showing of one film to kick off the 11-day festival, which showed some 261 films. The one film that the festival organizers chose to highlight on opening night was the movie named Thelma. What a kick. If you get a chance, make an effort to see this movie. It's scheduled to be released in the United States on June 21st, 2024. When was the last time you saw a movie whose star was 94 years old? Yes, you heard me correctly. 94 years old. Fasten your seatbelts for June Squibb. She is the star of this delightful film, and she is a handful. She has spirit, guts, determination, a sense of right and wrong, her faculties, a sense of humor, and gumption. At the same time, she has the wisdom that comes with experience and aging. While it was sad to see an elderly grandmother get scammed out of $10,000, it was wonderful to see the 5'1" Squibb get upset, not accept what happened, and be determined to find a way to get the money back. Revenge has never been sweeter. The combination drama, thriller, and comedy not only keeps you on the edge of your seat, but also has you smiling and laughing out loud much of the time. June Squibb has had a long career in film, television, and theater. She's received 49 nominations and 7 awards over the years. She's probably best known for her role in the movie Nebraska in 2013, for which she was nominated for the Academy Awards Best Supporting Actress. She is the third oldest woman to ever be nominated for that award, only to be surpassed by Judi Dench in Belfast and Gloria Stewart in Titanic. Where I remember her is when she played Jack Nicholson's wife in About Schmidt, the 2002 comedy drama, which featured his character, developed once he purchased an RV and begins to travel. This movie has always been one of my favorites. For those of you that know me well, you know I have an RV, a motor coach, and I'm still in the process of developing my character. To me, one of the remarkable and moving themes in Thelma was the relationship between Thelma, June Squibb, and her longtime friend, Ben, played by Richard Roundtree. As the two of them set out on a treacherous quest across Los Angeles to reclaim what was taken from her. Sadly, this was Richard Roundtree's final on-screen performance. He passed just 6 months ago from prostate and breast cancer. One of the great things about film festivals is that often you're able to see and hear from the director and lead actors and actresses after the movie is shown. Thelma was no exception. During the Q&A after the film, I could tell that June Squibb is a special, warm, caring, and fun person to be around. I got an upfront view of her since I was sitting in the front row of the 2,000-seat theater. Finally, I want to share with you some research that I've done on the name Thelma. The name has always been a favorite of mine ever since the release of the 1990s film Thelma and Louise, which starred Gina Davis and Susan Sarandon. Thelma, the female given name, is of Greek origin. In Greek, it's derived from the word thelema, which means will or desire. In addition to being a name, Thelma may also be used metaphorically to refer to willpower or desire, reflecting its Greek origins. And that is what June Squibb's character of Thelma is all about, willpower and desire. Enjoy the film, Thelma.
Be sure to subscribe to Meandering Musings wherever you get your favorite podcasts. For more about Neil Peterson and to read more Meandering Musings and travel essays, visit meanderingmusings.net. Like the podcast? Please help us grow our listenership. Tell your friends about Meandering Musings and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.